When fully restored, we returned back to Irkutsk for the meeting. To start with, I briefly spoke with two of the conference organisers, Dr. Andy Irving and Dr. Andre Rozov, both from Dundee University, Scotland. First up, I asked why they organised this conference specifically in Irkutsk. Andy starts with his response.
That's a very good question. I think there's a lot of reasons, and part of it is because it's such a beautiful, stunning place to hold a conference. But also, it's an opportunity to take science and neuroscience in particular to a unique area and to connect with what's going on in Russia and to get to the heart and soul of Russian science, I think.
Well, it's my hometown, and I remember better times when science was growing. And I think if we make this conference here, so it will help local scientists to meet international scientists, and it might improve scientific situation. And since I'm local here, I would like to share beauty of Siberia with other people. That's always a fantastic thing.
It is stunningly beautiful here, and there's some excellent scientists as well that are going to be presenting during the conference. So when were you brought up in Irkutsk?
Well, I've been born in 1968, and I did study biology in Irkutsk State University. And at that time, we had multiple very efficient institutions. But then money were not financed anymore to science, and that's why a lot of actually excellent scientists had to look for new positions abroad, and that's what we call brain drain. And at the moment, it's getting a bit better, because Russian economy is doing a bit better. Before, we had socialist system, and money was simply decided, they go there. So, and whether they bring profit or not, it was secondary issue. Once we switched to capitalism, so everything's supposed to bring profit. So if they don't gain money within a couple of days, so they don't invest. And if you never gain money in science within a couple of days, you have to wait for decades, and probably you will never get your money back.
And at what time period was that there was a decrease in funding for sciences here in Russia?
I would say it's as of beginning of 19th till beginning of maybe 2002, the situation started to recover a bit.
And Andy, so you've been one of the lead organisers with Andre here in organising this conference. What do you think it's going to bring to the UK delegates and also the delegates from elsewhere in Europe?
Well, I think networking opportunities and particularly internationalising the science that we do. You know, Russia has a tremendous resource in very highly educated, very dedicated scientists, and I think we can engage with that, and we can help from the West, you know, to bring maybe research collaborations where we exchange visits, students, or whatever. And I think it's an opportunity to be part, I think, of a renaissance potentially in Russian science. It's not going to happen straight away, but I think the signs are good, and I think the future is exciting.
And traditionally, Russia had particular strengths in science. Can you just outline for our listeners some of those areas?
Okay, so Russia used to be very good and is very good in science, for instance. If we talk about physics and mathematics, we should remember Korolev, who actually built the first spaceship, Mendeleev, who created a periodic system which helps every chemist now to understand chemistry. So there are many other names.
And specifically in neuroscience. So, Andy, can you tell us a little bit about Pavlov?
Yeah, I think Pavlov has had a massive impact on science in general, particularly neuroscience in the West. I think his studies on association and fear conditioning really relate to post-traumatic stress disorders and how we think about and maybe treat these currently.
Khodorov would be another name. He's still active, and he is very well recognized throughout the world and by, for instance, Nobel Prize winners like Bert Zachman. So he actually was looking how neurons are talking to each other by using electrophysiology techniques.
Thanks, Andre and Andy, organizers of the conference in Siberia.